Guys, if you haven't checked up on our social media recently, what have you been doing? I'm at Nick Hardwick, and Jamie is at jamie.hardwick. That's J-A-Y-M-E with a period and then Hardwick, which is not to be confused with the other Jamie Hardwick, who I tagged a little while ago on Instagram, and she notified me that you may want to get this straight, bud. Your wife may be pissed at you. That earned me the Worst Husband of the Week award. Sorry, babe. Anyway, you guys know that Lose Like Alignment is going off. I'm sure you've seen some of the ads circulating. Hundreds of men now are losing staggering amounts of weight on a daily basis. It's been so awesome to see. And of course, I had no idea that life would turn into this for me or for us. I just had to get the information out of my head, share it with others, see if it could help people reclaim their lives. And lo and behold, it has. And I am just really grateful to be a part of this amazing team. And the most fulfilling thing for me and the program is the weekly interactions that we get through the accountability network. So sign up for that. It is awesome to get personal connections and have conversations and get to understand who people are, what their challenges are, and assist on a very personal basis, on a weekly basis. So as this was all going on, we're getting crazy amounts of requests from the ladies wondering if this program is good for them too. And for me, I said, sure, yeah, it is. But really, since the beginning, I've tried to get Jamie to give my plan a try, and she would try it for a day or two and then basically tell me it wasn't for her. And finally, listening to the request on social media and through email for a female version, and then getting some feedback back from females who were actually in the program and taking that into account, and then asking and not telling Jamie what can make this plan work for her and for other females, she went, took the parts from the men's program that she liked, modified it to accommodate the female body and your guys' individual preferences, and gave it a try. And I tread lightly saying this to her. Thankfully, she's not around right now. But it's been super cool watching her own this program. She has gained control back over the food, has reset her hunger cues, and has lost the weight she's been trying to lose, really, forever. I know. Believe me, I don't think she has anything to lose either. But still, she's getting to a place where she feels great about her body. And that is important. In fact, I just get out of the bathroom and she says, I've lost this weight, but Nick, I've lost an inch off of my waist. She's taken measurements. So we sent the adjustments back to our design team, and voila, the Lose Like a Lady program is born. We would love for you guys to join the team. If you want to know more, all food preferences and eating styles work within the framework we provide in both the men's and the women's program. We do provide body weight only workouts and daily activities known as every hour on the hour exercises, EHO. But guess what? As we tell everyone, the exercise is the least important component of the plan. It's not required to lose weight. If you don't want to exercise, or you've got your own form of exercise that you would rather do, do that. We are never going to discourage that. This program will help you figure out what works best for you. You're going to learn appropriate caloric loads for the day and per meal. You're going to learn how to match your caloric intake with daily activity levels. You're going to break free from the having to eat a meal every 3 hours cycle. It really is an incredibly empowering experience. Also, the program helps build healthy self-care habits that make the program sustainable for life. And it's wonderful when you figure out that the more you take care of yourself, the healthier, the easier it is to make good choices when it comes to food, when it comes to exercise. And the best part about the program that a lot of people find is it's 4 weeks on and 2 weeks off of the plan. That is what we call a diet break. How many programs encourage you to not do the diet? We do that so you're going to build trust with yourself. You're going to take the skills you learned and you're going to put them to test in the real world. The whole process, it's incredibly empowering. When you reclaim your health, you really do reclaim your life. Join our teams. Sign up at hardwick.life. It's like hardwick.com, but hardwick.life. And use the code podcast20 for 20% off the order. And by the way, you can use that code forever on anything site-wide forever. And we want you to know that we're here for you. You can email me directly at nick@nickhardwick.com. I do. I get back to everybody. Try it. Try me. I'll get back to you. Anything you have. Show recommendations, any questions, any support, any criticism. We're here for that. Throw everything my way. You need help modifying this program to suit your particular needs? All you got to do is ask. We've helped hundreds of people make this program work in their lives, and you can too. All right, guys, back to the show. Check it out, hardwick.life, podcast 20 for 20% off, and we hope to see you on the network soon. Love you guys. We rolling back in Adam after vacation with Jamie Hardwick on the Hardwick Life podcast. What's going on, lady?
Hello. Nothing, just chomping on a banana.
You always come into the podcast chewing on something.
So that's kind of the story of my life, is that I'm always eating.
Oh, I was going to say, is that your shtick here? No. Is this the character we're building for Jamie? You can turn that down so you don't have to sit up quite
so. No, it's not. You know what?
I love your posture. You're sitting like your grandpa did.
I'm trying to have better posture.
Taju!
No, I snack all day long, I think.
Are you a snacker? You're a grazer.
I'm a grazer. So this morning I didn't wake up. Usually we're up at like, you were up in Adam.
Yeah.
I was not. I slept till about 6:30. So I haven't eaten yet. So I was going to do a quick workout after this before I get on with my day.
Oh, okay,
lift,
cool. So you get your pre in?
I've got
pre-workout.
Pump, Phyto, and what's the protein one called?
Fuel.
Yeah.
By the way, we're undergoing a really cool rebrand.
Cool.
So they're going to look super, super sick.
I have to say, I was like such a skeptic with your concoction forever. I was like, I don't like berries. I don't want that.
You're always a skeptic of my concoctions.
It's really good.
It's good, right?
The three of them together. And then I threw a banana in just for some protein or some carb. Sorry.
Oh, and then you blended
some carbs.
It?
No, oh, I you just ate my banana. Yeah, okay. And then I have this drink. Anyways, because gotcha. I'm going to go lift real
Although
quick.
Although that would be decent.
It'd be super good.
Yes.
Yeah. Anytime you can blend a banana in anything, it's good.
Yeah. So I've been doing that actually. I joined a big box gym. People out there don't know. I joined a big box gym. I joined down the street Lifetime Fitness. So gone full meathead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So gotten out of the dungeon. It's summertime and I don't know. I wanted to go explore some machines.
Are you comp primping? Are we going to see you in a little bikini briefs on a stage soon?
No, potentially.
Yeah.
No, I mean, not really, but I do just...
Would you ever do that?
I don't know. I've had, you know, Jason Durant, who was one of our coaches out of Renegade. He said, you should... The next step is to get on stage. And I was like, what kind of stage are we talking about? He's like, for the physique. The only thing I would do is I wouldn't get into a bikini, I don't think.
There's ones I see, though, with men in board shorts.
Those are physique competitors.
Okay, that's what you would do.
That's a totally different thing. Cool. That's not what I would do. I mean, am I interested in that? Not at all.
Oh, okay.
Not at all currently, no. I like to do it for myself. I really like finding new ways to challenge, and it's fun, and it gets me out, because that's an issue that we have, you and I, is that I work from home. I do everything from the office. I study like goofy things. Like I just passed a 200-hour yoga teacher training.
Congrats.
Will I ever use it? I have no idea if I'll ever use it.
Yeah,
but I
it's
just
great.
I like that knowledge. I'm studying for my certified strength and conditioning specialist certificate. Will I ever use that? Do I need it? Not really. Who knows? But it's just like another thing of learning to do. And then I want to do some nutrition stuff when that opens up in September. So there's always something to learn. But one of the issues that we have is that I'm always home. And so it's nice when I'm out. And I think it gives me a great reason to get out, is to just go to the gym and be around other people. And I've enjoyed it.
Good. Honestly. And so what were you saying about your drink to the
gym?
Oh,
so I have that. It's actually a perfect. I've been playing around with nutrient timing.
Okay.
And read a great book on it, a couple of great books, actually. Sue Kleiner's The New Power Eating book. If you're out there, The New Power Eating by Sue Kleiner is absolutely phenomenal. It'll dial your nutrition in for performance and for muscle building. So if you're into that type of thing, cool. If you're like lose like a lineman, don't be worried about pre- and post-workout nutrition. You're trying to create a caloric deficit, so strip the weight off. But it's funny, like the pre and post workout, like the perfect combination is 21 grams of protein, and that perfectly has that in there.
Oh, wow.
So the two scoops of fuel perfectly has that in there.
Cool.
And then it's about 80 grams of carbohydrates pre and post.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Combo.
Yes.
Got you.
So yeah, total it's roughly 80 ish.
And when was she on the podcast? Was that season one?
That was early.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was so awesome.
She's so smart.
Yeah, so go back and listen to that. She's phenomenal. She debunks a lot of stuff. And we're still, it's still so crazy to me that we're hearing so much about keto and fat adapted and fat fueled and all that. And Sue, she goes, I know plenty of athletes, triathletes who claim to be fat fueled who are total liars because they're doing it to make money. That's one of the things is like, in life, follow the money,
right?
Follow the money. So if somebody's getting sponsored by some ketones company, then they're going to say they're fat adapted. And yes, we're doing the ultra marathon on purely fat. Okay. Yeah. Sure you are.
All right. Let's leave that there.
Sure. Yeah. We will leave that there. And by the way, if that's how you like to roll, then that's on you. And that's super cool. Don't be demonizing carbs though. Do not do it. Okay. So... we just got back from Florida.
We did.
Yeah. We spent an awesome week down there.
Every time we say Florida, I have to tell you, there's a website and it's WTF, What the Florida.
That and is so good.
It's so funny because you always, we make fun of Florida a lot, right? Because mm-hmm. there's some weird crap that comes out of that state.
Well, Florida is hilarious. Yeah. You know, there's some backcountry stuff that happens.
Man
there.
Chasing emu gets eaten by gator. Like, you don't hear about that in many
states.
Yeah,
what was the one story of the exotic bird that the guy had that got pecked to death
by his birds?
It was a gigantic bird.
Yeah. You know, other things like man on bath salts eats another man's face.
Yeah.
Like, you know, again, that's not coming out of, you know, New York and California. No, that's Florida.
That's Florida.
Yeah. But all that being said,
at least it's promoted coming out of Florida.
I know.
I'm sure in other places like
in
New Mexico, the hills have eyes.
I'm sure.
Right? So there's all sorts of weird places.
But all I'm going to say is for all the fun we make of it, it is the greatest place on earth.
Oh, it's
I
so cool.
freaking love Florida.
It is so cool. So
we had a great time.
So we were down there. So our friend Jarrett Johnson, who was a Raven for 9 years, a Charger for 3 years, and I got to play with him for 3 years out there. He's like one of the all-time friends. And I only played with him for 3 years. I wish I would have got my whole career with him. But he threw this event because he's a franchisee now of Black Rifle Coffee, which I think there's only two franchisees. It's corporate-owned, most of it. But he's setting one up outside of Eglin Air Force Base in Niceville, Florida. And they've got a bunch of Green Berets and SEALs. And so it was Memorial Day weekend that we went down there. And the whole deal was Jarrett was bringing in a bunch of his buddies, former teammates and special forces guys. And we were going to run the Murph. We did run the Murph on Memorial Day to honor Michael Murphy, who was, if you've seen the movie Lone Survivor or read the book Lone Survivor, he was the one who ran up to the hilltop to make the call to ultimately save Marcus Luttrell.
Right.
Right. So he sacrificed himself. So you do it in honor of Michael Murphy. It's a 1 mile. You put a weight vest on, 1 mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats with the vest on. And then you run another mile with the vest on. And all the teammates came together. And actually, it was super cool. There was a Navy SEAL, active Navy SEAL there, who broke the world record for the Murph.
Oh, he's an active duty SEAL?
He's an active
SEAL. Oh,
active
I didn't
duty,
know that.
Active duty SEAL. Yeah. Broke.
He's incredible.
Broke the record. Like, I wasn't even done with my first lap of the mile when this guy was nearly done.
What's his real name?
Wally.
Do you know his full name?
I don't know his last name.
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't say it here anyway. No, yeah. I don't know. But great dude. Got to spend some good time with him and some other guys. Went on a fishing trip, and it was super cool. So we stayed in a buddy's house down there on what they call 30A. Which is like in between Panama City and Destin on the panhandle of Florida. The most gorgeous beaches in the world, by the way. Like the sand is soft. The water's Caribbean-ish. It's warm. It's usable. It's absolutely beautiful. And the restaurants around there are just super cool. But we stayed with Jeremy Clary, who was one of our teammates for a long time in San Diego, and his family. And got to connect with all these other guys, Marshall Yonda, who was a Baltimore Raven, Haloti Nada, Baltimore Raven, Brian Madison, Baltimore Raven. So, and Philip came down for the Murph. So we got to connect with these guys and hang out and have drinks and socialize and do all the fun things. I don't know if I got more out of it or if you ladies got more out of it. It was a great time. I thought it was important to get together.
Yeah.
I feel like to have guys from our community that we have unique challenges, right? I don't want to say issues, but we have unique challenges that we kind of face. And we alluded to one of them earlier is like, a lot of us work from home. A lot of us don't have to work and are partially retired in our 30s and early 40s. And you start impeding on your space. And then the women start feeling a little less fulfilled or a little less important because, well, hey, I can take the kids or I can do the dishes or I can clean. You know, it's like the traditional roles, the lines really get blurred when in football, when we were playing, it was crystal clear, right? It's like, I go to work, I make the money, I come home, everything's taken care of, the kids are in order. And a lot of the football wives are incredibly independent, strong women. And so, and you are, and we kind of get in your space a little bit. So I thought from a relational standpoint, from like, I understand what you're going through without right. really having to speak it, but it's nice to voice it and to understand that we are going through, all these former football players are going through and their wives and families are going through kind of a similar experience. And it's, I don't know if you felt this way, but I thought it was cool to just sit on the back porch and kind of vet these
issues,
first world problems totally. That we have, like real rich people problems that we have.
Yeah. I just,
but problems nonetheless.
Yeah. It's still, it's a real thing. I mean, it doesn't like, you know, financially that doesn't matter. I just think the timetable has been bumped up. So usually these things that we're dealing with happen in like your 60s and 70s.
Yes.
Right? Men retire, they're home all the time. But it's also things like
women get crazy.
Joint replacements.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know, that sort of thing, like sort of, you know, loss of memory. Like it's not all just like, oh, he's home all the time. Like that's a little issue, but who right. cares? Like we can totally get over that. But there's bigger issues too. So it's just there neat are. To connect with people that have the same things going on as you.
Yeah. And I thought one of the interesting things too is how immediately our kids, they're all kind of raised the same. And when they get together, they didn't really know each other. I mean, it's been a long time.
It's been a lot of years.
It's been a long time yeah. since. And some of these kids have never met the other kids. Like, we didn't know the Yonda kids. We didn't know the Madison kids. We didn't know the Nada yeah. kids. We didn't know them. We had, our kids were super young when they were around the Clarys. But when they're around each other, it's like they just run away and they're fast friends. And there was, they never cried, complained, whined, none of it. They were just buddies.
Yeah.
There was never a moment where somebody came back. It's like, oh, they're playing too rough. Even the girls that we're around, they're all raised the same. They're football kids. And I thought to me, that was super cool where we're sitting in the car and we went on a fishing trip and Jeremy said to his boys, he goes, cause I laid into our kids at one point and he goes, isn't it funny? Doesn't he sound like your dad does? Doesn't he sound like me sometimes? And is the boys are like, sounds just like you, Dad.
That's funny.
So that was, to me, that was super cool and kind of reassuring, right? It's like, we're not crazy. We're just maybe displaced a little bit.
Right.
You know, like yeah. just a little displaced.
That's funny.
You've now, so when we got back from Florida, I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was being around the Seals or whatever, but almost nightly now we have sat down since we got back on the couch and normally we'd watch kind of a show or a sport or whatever. We've started watching like hardcore war movies since returning from Florida. What's going on here?
Yeah. I mean, that day, the Memorial Day to spend with so many like real heroes. It's heroes. Funny because I feel heroes. Like a lot of people like to call football players heroes where it's like, I roll my eyes. It's like, I mean, yeah.
Call it what it is, right? Like
you're inspiring and you do.
It's
but
cool. It is cool.
Yeah.
And it's fun, right? It's, and the kids asked me the other night, going to bed, they're like, Dad, why don't Navy SEALs make more money? Why don't Green Berets make more money? And I said, well, they should. Unfortunately, you can't put what they do on TV.
Totally.
And then sell that to people. Because what they do and who they are is way cooler than being a professional football player.
I know.
Way cooler. I mean, and that goes for all public servants.
Yeah.
Like for me, it's incredibly underpaid. Unfortunately, you can't monetize, right? Like PD Live or whatever it was. You remember that?
Yeah.
Live PD or whatever. That ended up getting canceled because you can't
give away
the
secrets.
You can't put that stuff on TV, unfortunately.
No, and it's funny. I think like we like in the football community, we like to draw a lot of parallels between the military and the football. And there are certainly some, you know, like men go away, the wives are at home. Mm-hmm. You retire at an early age and have to like reintroduce yourself into society.
A lot of brain and body issues.
A lot of brain. Yes.
Yeah. Transition quick, lose your team.
The difference in the major thing is when the husbands go away for these women, they don't know if they're ever coming home.
Right.
And financially they are not compensated like we are.
Exactly.
You know, so those two things really make us worlds apart, where those women are hard and amazing.
They're hard.
And they're freaking rad.
They are hard, aren't they?
They're
awesome. Isn't that something?
And even like the men, obviously, same. The men are incredible. So even getting to spend Memorial Day, like you mentioned, with a lot of these SEALs and former and current, it was really neat to me. And there was just moments in the day where I was like, oh my gosh, I had so much pride. I was like welling up. Like we were in Florida overlooking this beautiful ocean at a gorgeous house, and they would randomly like play the Star Spangled Banner, and everyone would like drop their cocktails and like salute
up,
the flag.
Here we go. Yep.
And it was moments like that. I was like, God, that's cool. And so the kids came home and started asking about, oh, what's the Murph? So we started diving into like some, you know, recent history on the SEALs and Bin Laden and 9/11.
Fortunately, there's a lot of movies out now that we can watch that kind of covers the topics.
Yeah.
And
so we watched.
They're pretty gory.
So we watched Lone Survivor, and then we watched Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
So we went back
which
on that
one. Which the
boys
thought was a little slow. And it is. Like 3 hours
long. Yeah, it's just longer.
It's a great movie, though.
And then Act of Valor, which that's a super cool movie.
Act of Valor was really fun.
Yeah.
They loved the action.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were really into that.
And now we're into American Sniper.
In the scene in Act of Valor where the guy jumped on a grenade, the kids like that.
That's deeply affecting.
Oh man!
Isn't it?
So the questions that came out of that.
Yeah.
So I guess I would say, be careful what you put into the universe. You know, unless you want your boys to end up being.
Yeah, but I don't think it's
tempting. It's not like you can just go do it, right? It's like you can't. It's like, well, be careful what you ask for. They're going to become. It's like, well, they have to qualify.
Well, and they'll become who
they
become. I think regardless. I always want them, because they grow up with you in the house. I think they have this like fascination and obsession with professional athletes,
football or bust mentality.
Totally. Yeah. And think that these guys are like heroes. I really want them to always be aware that we're afforded the things we are because of our military.
That's cool.
And so
that's
for
coming
me, that's,
from a Canadian.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
you're American.
Use
now.
That loosely. I'm an American.
Yeah, and especially now you're not associating. You're like, I am not. That country is so weak right now.
Yeah, they're COVID scared, which is fine. But
no, totally fine.
It's totally fine. I don't want to get into
totally
that right
fine.
Now. So I just have this like huge appreciation for the military, and this trip really like again just brought that to the forefront. We've always felt it being in San Diego in that community,
yeah,
and then coming back into the Niceville area
was
it was super cool. So anyways.
And I hope it's an annual thing.
Me too.
I really hope it's an
Me
annual
too.
Thing. Yeah, it was really impactful. I mean, so much so that we bought a house. we bought a house in Florida. We're not moving, but we did buy a house down
Yet.
There. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
One more winter here in Indiana or one more spring and you jack around with us like you did this spring and I'm gone. I'm out of here, Indiana.
Right now it's beautiful though.
It is.
June is, it's beautiful here.
I know it's the thing, you come back from Florida and it was gorgeous there and it was surprisingly not like swampy, miserable, anything like that. And we come back here and it's gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
Summertime here is a really beautiful place. I mean, we got the pool, we got all the events, the 4th of July party is going to go off this year. It's like, there's so many great things, but we also now have a cool escape hatch down to Florida, which I'm super excited
by. No,
we've bounced it back and forth for a long time. It's like vacation house, no vacation house. Well, then you're going to stop traveling elsewhere and da da da. And it's like, well, personally, I want to go to a place where we have friends that we can visit and check in on and spend time with, and we can create family memories there.
Yeah. No, I'm very excited.
I'm super excited about it. And it's drivable by car. We can get there in 12 hours. Just jump in the truck and hammer it. Or now there's a direct flight from Indianapolis. So it's one of those funny things, right? It's like you're taught, and we're still going back and forth about this because we're in escrow. But Jamie's like, can we do it? Can we afford it? Da-da-da-da-da. Well, the pragmatic side of me is like, this is stupid. Like, we should not be doing this. It just adds a little bit more stress and a little bit more pressure and all that. And so it's like, okay, well, I really love being in Florida. The heat for my body is everything. Like, yeah. I felt so much better coming back from there than I did in the spring here in Indiana, where I just felt like I was breaking down at an incredibly fast rate. So felt great down there. But then it's like, everything here, the boys' sports, their school's great, their friends, our community here that has already embraced us and everything. It's like, that's good. Let's figure out a way to make this work. And what really kind of did it was we're sitting there watching Lone Survivor, and I think we're all like crying on the couch. And I had the contract because we put in an offer, and I just had to sign the real estate agent drew it up and just had to sign it, right? Just had to sign it and get it back. And it was understood that the seller was going to agree to the term. So sitting on the couch watching Lone Survivor, and pretty much I didn't even tell Jamie. I just looked at her. Everyone was kind of in tears, and I was looking at these dudes on TV knowing that it was a true story and getting to live and getting to express ourselves and getting to, you know, enjoy what we're having. And I thought, let's go. Like, who cares? It's just money, you know? And I know it's easy to say that coming from our position. It's really easy to say that. And I don't mean to be crass about it or anything like that. But at the end of the day, who gives a hell, right? Like, make sound decisions, put yourself in a good position, but you still have to live, you know? And I don't want to be scared. I just don't want to live a scared life of scarcity and can we do it? It's like, go, just start living, because you never really know.
You don't.
You never really know. No. And the crazy thing is, I shared that with a buddy. I was like, hey, we bought this house and here's kind of why. And he goes, let me tell you a story, man. Guy I know just came back from Afghanistan, made it out of war, or made it out of the being overseas and deployed. And come to find out, had a massive headache, brain tumor, died 2 weeks later. Right? So get busy living.
Yeah.
Just get busy living. And yes, you want to be responsible. And yes, you want to make good decisions and all that. But if you're not having experiences, what are we doing?
Yeah.
You know? So let's go. Don't be scared.
Get busy living.
That's the moral of this story.
Isn't that from Shawshank Redemption? Isn't that what Morgan Freeman says?
Get busy living or get busy dying.
I got that movie.
That movie.
Maybe my number one all time.
Is it?
Maybe.
You and Philip.
Oh.
Yeah, Rivers. Is Shawshank and Hoosiers.
Oh, that's
funny.
He loves Hoosiers.
Yeah, he loves Hoosiers. Yeah,
I do. I love Shawshank.
It's such a Andy Dufresne.
Yes. Get busy living.
Get busy living.
That's good advice.
Or get busy dying.
Well, I'm going to get busy lifting.
Go.
Bruh.
Go get it on. What day is it? Let me guess. Glute day.
No.
Every time I ask her, she's like, it's glute day. I'm like, how many days do you train glutes?
No, I'm actually biceps and chest, bruh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Gun show. Let's go. Have fun.
Sun's out.
Well, I'm going to eat.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.